Since 2018, the DCD Hall of Fame has been a testament to the importance of recognizing Canada's remarkable dance artistry. Every year, the team combs the companies, ensembles, and individuals who have progressed the art form and recognizes a collection of outstanding performers and choreographers. Dance Collection Danse, home to the diverse legacies of dance in Canada, it aims to collect, preserve, and celebrate these rich stories. DCDHallOfFame.com for details on the organization. And this year's big gala event for the inductees will be held on October 2nd at the Palais Royal in Toronto. Joining us this afternoon, one of the deserving inductees, Evelyn Hart, the award-winning dancer and ballerina, very well known to dance lovers here in Toronto, of course, Winnipeg, and internationally. She studied at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet School, joining the company in 1976, becoming principal in 1979. A year later, she was the first Canadian to win gold at the international ballet competition. During this 30-year career, she saw the world, performing on stages in nearly 120 countries, in iconic roles for Swan Lake, Giselle, Sleeping Beauty, Romeo and Juliet, and too many others really to list. She's a companion to the Order of Canada on Canada's Walk of Fame and now the DCD Hall of Fame. It is my pleasure to welcome Evelyn Hart to the Oasis.
Hello, Mark.
Great to be with you. I've enjoyed watching your work and videos and photographs and looking at this stunning career. Take me back to growing up and what dance was for you as a very young person. Where did that start?
Well, it's interesting because I really had no connection to dance when I was very young. I had a real connection.
No, you're not the first dancer to tell me this.
Yes, that's right. I know everybody says that, you know, most people start at two or three, but my connection was really with music, and I took music for about 10 years or so, but it was Veronica Tennant who I saw on CBC doing Romeo and Juliet, and I still to this day remember her being lowered in the third act in the crypt scene and getting chills. And it filled everything in my head. I'd been to Stratford as a young girl with my parents, and I wanted to be an actor. And so it was just everything combined, music, dance, imagination, costumes. It was everything. And so I started. I had a bit of a rough start. I tried to audition for the National Ballet School about three times, and each time got a little step further and never quite made that dream. So I ended up in Winnipeg. I had fantastic teachers that got me to Winnipeg, but my actual beginnings were very rocky, bumpy. But after that, I think everything kind of fell into place.
It's fascinating.
Divine intervention.
What was that feeling for you? You talked about some of those stumbles there, and we think about the hard work, the training, the auditions, the performance. What do those early days evoke for you now? I mean, how do you sort of frame it in your mind?
You know, it's such a great thing to think back to it because I really feel like I was being held by angels. I mean, I literally would cry every day. My mother would say to me, well, if you're so unhappy, come home. And I'd be, but you don't understand. I'm so happy.
I love that idea that it's so painful, but you so want to do it.
Because for me, I make a big distinction between being happy on the outside and happy on the inside.
Right.
And what's always driven me is being happy on the inside and being who I am, really, truthfully.
And so what would get you to being happy on the inside? Just the perfect audition, the perfect performance? Like, what was it that...
Dancing.
Right.
It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you have ambition. Every dancer wants to be a ballerina. For me, that was sort of a long-term goal. But every day, the ambition was to come in and just move. And the privilege of being able to live my life in tandem with music was really what kept me going. Performance was really painful. It was because I had such stage fright. But it was really the actual act of being with my body, being with my colleagues, having a role, being able to imagine, bringing things to life, and having a hope that when you bring your vision of your costume, your makeup, your dancing, your musical choices, the work that you do with your partner, the hope that that will jump past the orchestra pit and move people. And that has always been my goal.
What was the music? What was the music that was so attractive to you, even before the dance?
All of it. Well, I always laugh because, you know, everybody in my neighborhood was listening to, you know, it was the 70s.
Right.
60s, 70s, the Beatles.
It's a good time for music.
The Beatles, the Monkees, you know, all that stuff. And
I was Bubblegum Pop?
Yeah, I was listening to Beethoven.
You were?
I was listening to Beethoven and listening to, you know, Mozart, Brahms. My father's favorite composer was Brahms. Even to this day, I realize that my connection to something very deeply spiritual is classical music.
Right. So the structure of that music must have informed. I mean, the two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I did a piece with James Kadelka. I'm privileged to have, at this point in my career, a piece created on me called Four Old Legs.
Yeah.
It turned out to be two younger legs and my two old legs, but that was okay. I didn't hold it against my very handsome partner.
Yeah.
But it was all pop songs. It was like a playlist of James's life, James Kadelka's life. And there was one piece that was Chopin. And, of course, it was my favorite. And he would look at me and say, this is the words. I'm going, but I don't hear the words. I just hear music. But with classical music, I actually have pictures in right. my head. It creates a situation. It creates environment. And so it's so easy to embody that. It tells me exactly what to do. You just have to close your eyes.
I love it. And I think we'll have to play some music based on some of the composers you just mentioned when mm-hmm. we wrap our interview here. If you're just joining us here on The Oasis, Evelyn Hart is here, the celebrated dancer, performer, prima ballerina, and teacher, will be inducted into the DCD Hall of Fame on October 2nd at the Palais Royal. You can go there in person. You can live stream. If you'd like to have a look at your options, DCDHallOfFame.com for ticket details and have a look at all the inductees right there. Evelyn, you took this very far, not just in the iconic roles and the traveling and the accolades and the companies, but you performed on stage, as we just talked about, fairly recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't call it dancing anymore as much as artistic movement. And James had asked me to do his Winter Woman in Winnipeg. And then there was Love, Sex, Brahms. And
right.
he asked me if I'd be part of that. And I said, well, I can't dance anymore. You know that. And he said, well, I had heartfelt walking in mind. I said, that I can do. So I did that. And then we were performing at the National Ballet School. And there was a big old crate. And in it, it was contained, it was labeled Four Old Legs. I said, James, that would make a great pas de deux. And so he thought about it and came back and created this piece for Zhenya Chernikov and I with the Citadel. And it was just, it was like a new lease on life. So I am a bit of a stage hog, and I do have a bit of an addiction and a bit of a desire to keep, but it's not really that I have to keep dancing. It's that I need to keep communicating and sharing what's inside. And that's what I think keeps me going.
It can be such a beautiful thing. I mean, the idea of sharing your innermost feelings through your movement. I mean, it's why people sign up, right? That's not only the performers, but the people who love to watch it.
Absolutely. And that, I think, created a bit of a conflict during my career, because I was always very aware that, you know, I was never a flashy dancer, and I wasn't somebody that was interested in turning four times. I mean, of course, I wanted to be able to do those things. I wanted to be able to get my legs as high as they could, but that, in the end, wasn't what the process was for me. It was much more about digging in deep to what the music was telling me to do, wanting to get something deeper. And when I began to teach, that's what I tried to explain to my young dancers, is that technique is not just a matter of kicking your legs. That's sport. For me, that should be, what I say to them, is a tool in your toolbox. And if you don't have that tool, then you find other tools.
Right.
Because what the most important thing is that the technique support the expression. That's just what is for me so fascinating. How do you turn a classical ballet movement into something that is actually very real and very human?
Here on The Oasis, the new Classical FM, award-winning dancer Evelyn Hart is with us. It is time for five questions. When we have somebody as talented as yourself here in the studio, a little bit of rapid fire. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. You came to prominence in the late 1970s. Did you ever take a break from the ballet stage to go out for a night of disco?
Never.
Never.
Oh, actually, I'm wrong. I went with the company in 1977 to New York.
Perfect. It's right there. Well, right in the sweet spot.
No, in Studio 54.
Okay, you went?
I went.
Oh, my gosh. But you were with the beautiful people.
But I left before the coat came from the ceiling. Everybody else reported that to me later on.
I could have swore I saw you in one of the documentaries there. All right. You've been all over the world, performed in nearly 120 countries. The city, country, or culture that most surprised you with its wonder, charm, or weirdness?
I love London. I mean, I just love London the best. But I've been to Japan many, many, many times.
That one comes up as a real experience for people. It's kind of a game changer.
Well, they treat you like a rock star. So first of all, you kind of go there and think, wow, this is cool.
Right.
It's all very surface in a certain sense. You really don't get deep into who people are because it's all very packaged.
So it's very formal.
Everything is very packaged. Yeah. The people are very packaged. But when the emotion comes out, it really comes out.
Right.
But even for me, it's just the beauty surrounding you. I mean, even you go to a grocery store and the way they package something.
I've seen this.
Coming from the airport.
The produce section.
And for me, the best thing is coming from the airport and seeing the trees.
Right.
The trees are so beautiful. The gardens, the respect they have for their environment.
You were big in Japan.
Yeah.
The most overrated of the major ballet titles, the major ballet productions.
The most overrated?
Yes. The one where you sort of roll your eyes when you hear that they're going to put it on.
Oh, that one? I would have to say Dracula.
Dracula?
Dracula.
Interesting choice. All right. If you hadn't been a celebrated Hall of Fame dancer, you would have been?
I would have wanted to be a musician. I would have wanted to be a violinist. Absolutely, no question.
And I think from what we've heard here today, that makes all the sense in the world. The message you share with young dancers getting serious about this profession.
Never, never, never give up. Look to Winston Churchill. Never, never, never give up. Believe in yourself and find your own voice.
Evelyn Hart will be inducted into the DCD Hall of Fame on October 2nd at the Palais Royal. DCDHallOfFame.com. For tickets, for live streaming options, and to have a look at the inductees this year. We're here with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That's our look at the arts. Let's listen to one of the pieces that Evelyn just talked about.